games, you know. But today we played against a team who were very stuffy and we sat in and made it very difficult for us to play. And you know, although we had 12 shots at goal, we want to be able to put the ball in the net. So it's look, the objective at the start of the season, as we've said right from the beginning, is to win the league. We've taken a small step, we'd have liked to have taken a bigger one, but it now puts the game of Friday night full in the headlights, you know, and hopefully we can pick up 3 points.
Have you had a second half penalty?
No point talking about it now, you know what I mean? We've found it difficult this season with some of the decisions for referees. I think a lot of the time, you know, if you've got, especially doing that end, if you get 3,500, 4,000 Hearts fans that shout for it, probably a better chance of getting it. But you know, from our perspective recently, it's had to be a decapitation to get a penalty. I thought even first half we played well. You know, like these you've watched the games, you know, they're tough, isn't it? You know, Dunfermline's started the game looking to take a point, you know, so they sit and they try and hit you in a counter attack, they make it very difficult for you to get, you know, any kind of flow into the game. And although we had a lot of possession and getting into a lot of good areas, the final moment just wasn't quite there today. But like, we now need to focus on Friday night, and like I say, we are 11 points clear at the top. A chance to go a wee bit more again on Friday night and counting the games down. Yeah, just tightened up. So he actually tightened up, I think it was like first or second minute of the game. We managed to get him through at half time. It didn't get any worse, but it was just starting to fatigue a wee bit. So we'll see how it is for next Saturday. But I thought, to be fair, I thought Michael went over there and did well. Probably not. I thought he did really well for us. I thought he just brings a bit of composure and a bit of stability to the defence, which was important, because don't get me wrong, Michael's done brilliant there for us, but moving Michael into the middle a wee bit, it gave us a wee bit of stability in there as well. And I thought Halkett did really well today with a physical battle. So defensively, I thought we looked all right. It was just that final moment, which in the last few weeks it's been lacking. Good for that. Good, you know. But Peter's found it difficult this season, and I think he's one of these boys that needs a few games to get going, and you know, no reserve football, no, you know, bounce matches at all. He's found it difficult to get in the team, but he played last Tuesday and he's played again today, and you can see him starting to get there. So yeah, I think he's starting to show, you know, the levels he had before his injury.
Could you play from Craig Gordon?
Again, you know. Yeah, when he was called on, he did great for us. You know, it was only a couple of moments, I think one moment to be honest with you, where he produced another great save and Halkett slipped. So yeah, it's great to have him. That's Liz.
Thank you, cheers.